Hello and welcome to Building on the Bed, a special edition episode of Building a Furniture Brand with Ethan Abramson. On these special episodes, we hear from furniture company owners about the worst days that they have had and how they bounced back from the hard times. These quick looks are meant as inspirational episodes to remind you that even on the darkest days, good can come out of the bad. On this episode, I sit down with Brent Bigelow, owner of Bigelow Woodcraft. If you want to hear the full story behind how Bigelow Woodcraft got started, check out the show archives, episode 161. What keeps you up at night? If you're a furniture maker, especially one just starting out, I'm going to bet you've had some sleepless nights thinking about the projects you've built being out in the world. People using them and how they're holding up can all lead to some stressful nights. Early in his career, Brent had one of these moments. A project he built stressed him out so much that he ended up having to do something about it. That story coming up right after a quick word from our sponsors.
Introducing Astra HP, the newest high-performance innovation in cutting-edge technology from Bits and Bits. Let me tell you what's new about it. It's incredibly thin, measuring at just 0.3 microns. It's also tougher than ever with an impressive 5,000 Vickers hardness. And it's specially designed to reduce friction and heat buildup, leading to cleaner cuts and longer tool life. Available now on all their newest spiral CNC bits and router bits. So if you want to check it out yourself, go to bitsbits.com. That's BITS, BITS.com.
Early on in my custom woodworking business, I was hired to build these patio swings. I made them out of cedar. And they were for an assisted living facility, so there was going to be older, feeble people sitting on these swings. And I put them together with a lot of half-lap joinery and tight bond one, which, as some of you may know, is not the weatherproof glue. And I personally haven't seen any tests of it outside in the weather, but I was so anxious when I realized this a couple months later, that I put these patio swings at this assisted living facility for older people to fall and break their hips. And it panicked, completely panicked, like kept myself up at night thinking about the lawsuits from broken hips. And so I decided I would get some structural screws and hop the fence at night and go and install a bunch of structural screws in these patio swings. And so I did. And I used the impact driver, which is a very loud tool, if anyone knows. And I probably put like 40 screws in each swing. And nobody caught me. And the swings are still there. It's been 8 years. I drive past them every once in a while and you can see them. I think it teaches a very important lesson about just knowing your materials. And I was very early on and assumed that wood glue and cedar and tight joinery was the ticket. But after realizing that there was weatherproof and not weatherproof wood glues, that just felt like such a stupid, simple thing. And who knows, maybe it would have been fine without the structural screws, but a lot of projects I think end up keeping people up at night because of this one little thing. So there's a bit of a lesson there too. It's like this happens. Things happen and you can't let it get to you.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you liked what you heard and you got value out of it, please think about leaving a review and subscribing wherever you listen. To learn more about the series, please visit buildingafurniturebrand.com and feel free to reach out anytime with questions or guest suggestions to hello@buildingafurniturebrand.com. You can find me at The Build with Ethan on Instagram. Hope you enjoyed the show and can't wait to bring you the next one.